I think a couple of people are here for my Gideon one too. But, no, you're fine.
Here's my original signature.
Thanks.
Review of the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, depending on whether or not 50% majority recommends cannot recommend approval
Flint,
or denial.
Do you want to move this table back?
Usually we just say does not make a recommendation of approval or denial.
I think you can kind of make that that you're not going to make a recommendation.
Yeah, I was not somewhere.
But that, I mean, staff report that was issued.
Okay.
Part of the removal.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just say based on the additional information stuff, you know.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a recommendation.
Okay.
So,
Chris called it too. And I apologize.
Did you really? That's
interesting, but it took her 3 years over to what took about a year.
That's what's good. You got a method.
Yeah, they ran out of
whiskey. Yeah.
But based on the original advice that.
I think this is the do it, I say that when I do type situation.
I got way too many times with that method.
So I'm just kidding. Emily is doing the do it.
But
Daniel's like, I think it's more the do it I say, not what I do, since you were helpful and helped. That's what I should have done as a big person.
She's a better person than I am. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Try. I have my moments.
Yeah.
I'd push her down in a mud puddle if it was when ready to go.
I got out my caddy 8 years in high school.
Yeah, I was really shy in high school. Like, really shy.
I'm working on personal growth right now.
God bless you.
I don't know, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everyone, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the September 18, 2019 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp. I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include plat amendments and major subdivisions, administrative appeals. Looks like that's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all of the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, this hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct them in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure that we're going to use. For each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable laws and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against the project, I'll give you that opportunity to do so. And because the applicant has the burden of proof, the applicant gets the last opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony or evidence that they wish to submit. Now, if you're going to testify, I'm going to have you come up to this table here. I'll have you state your name and address. If you're going to give evidence, I'm going to swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you may do so. When you come to testify, it's important that you understand that this is not a question and answer period. This is a time for you to provide your testimony as to why the project does or does not comply with the applicable rules and regulations. So I don't want there to be any misunderstanding about what can happen at this hearing. Also, I may or I may not ask questions. Please do not read anything whether I do or do not ask questions. My job is not to help one side or hurt the other side by questioning them. My job is to simply gather the evidence, make sure I understand what the legal issues are and what evidence applies to those legal issues, and then to make a decision. So once again, if I do or do not, and I've read everything several times, it's on the agenda for today, so don't read anything into whether I do or do not ask any questions today. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. There's an attendance roster near the entry of the hearing room. If you haven't signed in yet, please do so on your way out. By coming and testifying at today's hearing, you may obtain important legal rights, so it's important that we're able to document your presence here today. If you have any cell phones, would you please check them at this time and make sure that they are either off or in silent mode so as not to disturb anybody else that's taking time out of their day to come to this hearing. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration and request to reopen the hearing, my decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action, and those appeals have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. If you are considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff reports for each item, as well as all of the application materials, agency and public comments that have come through, there's noticing documents, there's site plans, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file for each item, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anyone here who objects to my participation as the hearing examiner, or any item on today's agenda, if so, you need to come forward and state so at this time. All right, hearing done, we'll turn to the first item. I'm going to go to the last item on today's agenda. In case anybody came for the administrative appeal, given applications AA-2019-003 and AA-2019-004, those matters, those appeals were continued by stipulation of the county and the appellant. The new hearing is October 16, 2019 at 1 p.m. So if you came for that hearing, you'll have to come back and watch the next one. Next item on today's agenda is a plat amendment. It's given application number PA 2019-004. This is an application for a plat amendment that was submitted to remove a note on the face of the Three Lakes Country Club Estates number 3 plat. This relates to property located in Chelan County. It is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And for the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference that staff report, all the application materials, all the agency comments, public comments that have come through, all the noticing documents. I will admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff into the record at this time by this reference. And turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan for the staff presentation.
Thank you. I'm Emily Morgan, project planner for this plat alteration. So the proposed project is for the removal of a plat note that currently would not allow for structures to be placed closer than 25 feet from property lines as they abut right-of-ways. With the removal of this note, the county setback requirement for the rural recreational residential zoning district would not change, and it would still need to meet the required 25-foot setback from the property lines unless altered through a variance, front yard setback reduction, something along those lines. Staff has reviewed all the application materials, the comments for compliance with the applicable codes, and therefore recommend approval as conditioned.
And my understanding after reviewing the materials, there is no covenant that addresses this issue, is there?
There is, but in speaking with the HOA, they were on board with seeing majority of the property owners that are affected by this note are interested in removing it. They were not opposed to removing it as well.
So I just want to confirm, under code provision 12.2020, there's a requirement that the application contains an agreement signed by all parties subject to the covenants. Did you receive anything like that in the application?
I received majority of the property owners signing it, but we conditioned it accordingly in speaking with the HOA.
Now, I got to look at the statute. Okay. The code says that the application shall have that information supplied. So I'm going to be asking that of all the other planning members.
Okay.
All right, anything else from staff?
Oh, nothing further.
All right, is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
Are you the applicant?
I am, yeah.
Are you ready to proceed?
Yeah.
All right, come on up here. Now, state your name and address for me. Your name, please?
Ron Caldwell.
And an address for you?
3053 Flamingo Street, Malaga.
Any testimony you give today will be reviewed.
Yep.
Thank you very much. And once again, you are the applicant in this matter, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and what would you like to tell me about this request?
Well, I've been trying to get a permit to build a garage for the last 16 months, and I got a variance finally, and they okayed the variance. And then in 2 days later, they said that they couldn't do it because of the sentence on that plat about the 25-foot setback. They said, so the variance was no good because of that setback rule. And so I've been working with the planning department for the last 16 months trying to get this thing settled, and they finally told me that if I could get the majority of the people in that division to sign off on it, then we could proceed. And that's what I did. I went around, and it took me about 2.5 weeks to finally find everybody to get sign off on it.
All right, well, as I asked staff about this, and when looking at the code for plat alterations that deal with
actually
covenants, normally the county doesn't have anything to do with covenants, but in this particular case, it does say that there's a covenant related to that plat note that you've got to get everybody's signature that's within the subdivision, and it has to be filed with your application materials. So I understand you may have been told that, that that's what the code provision says. Did you get everybody's signature on your application materials?
No, I went around for 2.5 weeks, and you know how hard it is to try to find everybody? It's pretty hard. And but I got the majority of the people. I never had anybody that refused to sign it. And as Emily said, the committee out there give the okay for it also. The board, Three Lakes Board.
Right. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, the only thing I know is that since I started this, the material has gone up over $1,300 in 1 year for my to build this garage. And so the longer we wait, the more it's costing me. It's already cost me $2,000 in permits that I can't get back. And I don't have those kind of funds just to throw out there.
Else you'd like to add, sir?
Nope.
Right, thank you very much for coming in. Is there any member of the public that wanted to testify on this matter? Anything further from staff?
Staff would like to propose extending the continuing the hearing in order to allow the HOA the opportunity to re-record that covenant in order to match the proposed plat amendment.
All right, I see what you're saying. So just call, we come back up again.
Sorry, wrong.
So the staff is
agreement that they will do it. So either they can
or
an agreement that they will.
To allow your homeowners association to amend its covenants to be consistent with what you're requesting in this plat amendment, so you don't have to get parents, so you wouldn't have to get all of the signatures. I want to know if that's something you agree to or not.
Why not? It's been a long haul already.
All right, so what I'm going to do, and we can continue it if we need to, if things aren't completed by that date. I don't imagine your HOA has even started the process of amending the covenants. I'm going to set this on the hearing. When is the November hearing?
I don't have a calendar.
So I think it's November 20th at 1 p.m. If it is, if your covenants are amended before that time, then you can contact staff and we can get it on an earlier agenda. But quite frankly, as the code states, I don't think I'd be able to approve this plat amendment as it's intended to be right now. I don't have the authority to ignore that. County commissioners were very clear about that when they hired me, that I can't ignore what they set forth in the rules and regulations. So,
all I want is a garage.
I understand. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue this, unless you don't want me to. If you say no.
No, well, I'll go on.
All right. So this matter is continued to November 20, 2019 at 1 p.m. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is application P 2019.
I will see you later.
I'll reach out to you.
This is an application to subdivide approximately 18.7 acres into 94 residential lots. This property located within Lyon County, that is more specifically described in staff report, as well as in all the application materials for the record. And the record describes by this reference, all of the application materials, all the site plan drawings, all the expert witness reports, all the noticing documents, all the public comments, all of the agency comments, the noticing documents, and of course the staff report, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file in the record at this time by this reference, and once again, turn this over to Ms. Morgan for the staff presentation.
Thank you. So the application is to subdivide in five phases, approximately 18.9 acres, into 93 residential lots with tracks for stormwater and then a private access road. The application was originally submitted for 94 lots, but due to the reconfiguration of the road to allow for future connectivity, one of the lots had to be taken away to bump it down to that 93 lot. Staff has reviewed the staff report, agency comments, applicable codes, for compliance, and therefore recommends approval as conditioned.
Thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
John Torrance, 117 Voila, V-O-I-L-A, Lane, Kashmir.
Mr. Torrance, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm the family perjury that anything you tell me today will be true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Torrance, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the applicants and property owner?
I am, yes.
All right, so what would you like to tell me?
Well, it's been a while. We've worked hard with staff who have been very helpful. Emily's been great. We've had delays, there's been concerns about the orchard. We've worked through all that, we've worked with Public Works. In general, I want to say everybody's been great, very, very great to work with. We've read the staff report, we've reviewed it with staff. We have no comments at all. We accept it as written, think it's perfect. I do have a traffic study, which we received yesterday. I'd like to submit that as part of the record, if possible.
All right, what's the date on that?
It is dated yesterday, the 17th.
Okay, you can hand that over to staff. That'll be marked as exhibit to the record as exhibit one.
Do you want two copies?
I'll take two copies.
And basically, the traffic report.
Back here. Traffic report did two things. It showed that there's no there's not too much impact on any of the neighboring streets from this project, and that clearly identifies the proportional share for mitigation.
All right. There was a comment by the city of Wenatchee, Ron Nelson, had some recommendations as to conditions of approval, and I don't know if you can see that. You may have been up to saying that, I might have missed it, but my notes didn't see those in the proposed conditions of approval. Are you familiar with those comments by Mr. Nelson?
Yes, and I have also talked with Mr. Nelson about those. The property is in the UGA, so all development will be per city code. Understood.
All the recommendations of you don't have any objection with the recommendations?
No, sir.
From Mr.
No,
Nelson?
No. In fact, we did one just down the street a year ago or so with same conditions.
All right. And the five phases, what is the just the timing of?
Well, phase one, as soon as possible. Beyond that, market conditions. The project has 5 years, so it could take up to 5 years.
All right.
It's depending on the first phase. It's conceivable that the next four may be done at once. Don't know.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this project at this time?
Not at the moment.
All right. Thank you very much for coming. coming in. Did any member of the public come to talk about this matter? Sure. Come on up. I'll just state your name and address, and I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
My name is Ron Hupp, 82 Sun Valley Drive, Wenatchee.
How do you spell your last name, sir?
H-U-P-P.
Ron Hupp, would you raise your right hand to me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that the new testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much. Mr. Hupp, what do you want to tell me about this matter?
I'm just concerned with, I'm sure that most of this process has already been done and decided since the permit's in almost its final stages. Sun Valley Drive, where I live, happens to be right next to this 18-acre track. And our concern there is that, one, I question what was just admitted with the traffic report. I would like someone to be there at 7:30 to 8 o'clock on a school day morning and think that 93 more houses and all these families going to school wouldn't have an impact on the traffic. It will be horrendous there. Easy Street's already a very busy street, so I'm concerned with that. I'm concerned that we're cramming an awful lot of houses into a small area. I've just recently discovered that that's supposedly a high density area. I've lived in Sunny Slope for over 35 years, and my image of Sunny Slope is not considered high density. So I'm questioning why all of a sudden there's been lots of development. I'm not against that. I would like to see affordable housing, but I think we're really cramming as much as we can get into a small area. 94 houses seems like or 93, I've been corrected, seems like an awful lot of area when the lots are only going to be around 6,000 square feet. That's not going to be very big. So I just am concerned. I know there are other people concerned in the area. We've had our HOA is right next to this. I'm sure that the new area is not going to have near the requirements and things that we like to have in our neighborhood. So I'm just expressing my concern as a landowner next to it. I know that it's not a big deal to some people, but I see property values in our area are going to go way down when we put this kind of housing development in. But again, I guess 93 houses will raise the tax rate and make up for those of us that would be paying less because our values go down. So that's my concern. I understand that there's another project going close by the school that's going to be high density. I think we're going to have lots of new traffic and people in the area. I'm concerned about the schools. Sunny Slope School is not going to be able to handle all this. I'm assuming that with 93, we're probably, I don't know what the actual statistic is, but over two people per house and probably over two cars per house, that's a lot of new traffic and a lot of new people in the area. So that's my concern. That's it.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Anybody else wish to offer any testimony on this matter? Yes, sir.
Want to come up?
Yeah, we got to.
Okay.
Wind your way up here. Have a seat. Have you state your name and an address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
All righty. My name is Kevin Carney. My address is 6809 Pioneer Avenue, Cashmere.
Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y?
That is correct, sir.
All right, Mr. Carney, would you raise your hand for me? Do you swear to affirm under penalty of perjury? Any testimony here today will be true.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, sir. What would you like to tell me?
Well, I guess I might be wasting your time a little bit here. I'm the person who owns the orchard right next to this development. So I submitted a letter a while ago. I didn't hear any information back, and so I was just kind of curious to know in this development, was my letter considered at all, and is there any type of recommendation for the 25-foot setback from the property line?
The letter will be considered by me.
Okay.
And off the top of my head, I don't know if what are the setbacks from the agricultural district?
So this is within the urban growth area of Wenatchee. It's not adjacent to commercial agriculture, so it doesn't have that 100-foot setback that those types of zonings do.
Mm-hmm.
Your public comment was received. I did note it in the staff report. concerns over the orchard overspray and the required rear yard setbacks. So this, the rear yard setback here would be a 20-foot setback. And that's based on the zoning.
Okay. So new laws for Washington State starting January 1st of 2019 is that there has to be a 25-foot bubble around a tractor and a sprayer of no people in that. And that was the reason why I was requesting the 25 feet, is so that even though my tractor will not be right up against the property line, it at least gives me that safe bubble so that I'm not out of compliance with Washington State law. That's all I really have.
All right, I'm glad you came up. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Anybody else have any public testimony? Yes, sir. Your name and address, please.
My name is Dan Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S. Address is 246 Sun Valley Drive, Wenatchee.
Do you swear or affirm any testimony given today will be true?
Yes. We had two concerns. One is I live on the eastern side of this proposed development, and I'm concerned about the height of these buildings, of the homes, that will potentially block the view that I have to the west of me. And if there could be a limitation of the height, maybe at least no higher than single-story structures on that end of the development. I think others that live in the subdivision probably feel the same way. But that's my main concern, is the height of buildings along that eastern border. The other concern is how the property is being maintained currently. It's not being maintained. It's infested with knapweed, and it's also infested with large tumbleweeds that pile up along the edge of our fence line and create a fire hazard, as far as I'm concerned, and nothing is being done to control that. So I would ask that the developers do something before they start working on it, if it's approved, to try to control that. That's it. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to offer any testimony on this one? All right, is there anything further from staff?
No, nothing further. Thank you.
Mr. Torrance, can you come up for a sec? This is in relation to Mr. Carney's testimony, and are you familiar with what side of the looking at this? What side of the property has orchard on it?
The west side. Step over there.
Yeah, please. So this is arrows pointing north. So the orchard would be where it says Sun Valley Estates. This is Sun Valley Estates down here to the east. So this is mismarked. Then.
It's really famous.
We'll talk to Mr. Nelson
later
on. Okay, so it's to the west.
Yes, sir.
Now, my question then, are those proposed lots 1 through 11, do they have sufficient building space, construct a normal single family residence, if there was a 25-foot rear yard setback?
You know, I'd have to think about that. Right now I would say probably, but I don't know. The lots are about 90 feet deep.
Already got a 20. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the whole west side. It'd be lots 1 through, can't read this, 16?
18.
There's two halves.
16, yeah. 18. Yeah. 17, 18 get pretty big. There'll be room there, but yeah. We're not the home builders, so I can't answer that. I would say perhaps, but I can't answer that affirmatively.
All right. Just wanted to get your opinion.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Anything else you wanted to add from the testimony
just provided?
No, sir.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
All right, then. What I'm going to do, I'm going to admit Exhibit 1 into the record. And I'm going to close the public record report for the hearing at this time. And I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. The next item on today's agenda. Is a lab member for an application for repeating 2019-003. This is an application for a plat amendment to remove a statement intended only for lot 12 of Sleepy Hollow Estates. Again, this relates to property located within Atlanta County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. The record, I will admit into the record this time by this reference. That staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the noticing documents. There are public comments that have come through the agency comments. I'll admit all those items. Again, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a plat amendment to remove a note on the face of the Sleepy Hollow Estates plat that reads, "This easterly portion of lot 12 is not a buildable site and shall not be sold separately from the westerly portion of lot 12. The subject development is located in the Rural Residential Resource 5 Zoning District. Pursuant to Chelan County Code, for plat alteration signatures of those persons having ownership of the lots to be altered shall sign the application, which was submitted with the subject application. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as conditioned, recommends approval."
Once again, there is apparently covenants that apply that state the same thing regarding this lot.
I don't know about this specific note, because it's not a numbered note, it just is specific to this one lot.
Yep, I clarify that.
Well, actually, it wasn't in the covenants. It was just on the face of the major subdivision.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
All right, so then you have me your name and address for me.
Keith Vandenbroek, 2030 Sleepy Hollow Heights, Wenatchee.
Faster than I do.
It's a VANDENBROEK.
All right, sir, would you raise your hand for me? Do you swear or affirm or penalty perjury any testimony you give to me will be true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. And you're the applicant on this project, is that correct?
Co-applicant, other property owner lives in California, can't be here. So speaking for both of us.
Okay, and what would you like to tell me about this project?
So I bought the subject property just over a year ago and discovered upon purchasing it that there was this note on the face of the plat that basically makes 25% of my property that I purchased unusable for anything. So I don't have any immediate plans for that property right now, but just wanted to start the process of getting that note removed so that, you know, when the time comes to actually use that land, I can do so. Started talking to the planning department right after I purchased it, and they searched through the record. There's no testimony or record of decision or anything stating why that note was included on the plat. So it sounded like it was going to be a fairly straightforward process to have that removed. So just been jumping through all those hoops for the last 6 or so months, trying to get it forward.
Do you have any evidence as part of this application that the easterly portion of Lot 12 is buildable?
I don't have anything to present. I can describe the land. It
wouldn't make any difference. Obviously, and I can go back and look at the original decision, somebody who made that decision, probably me, had evidence that said this part of the lot is not buildable, and the recommendation is that we put a plat restriction saying not buildable, you can't subdivide for this lot. So I'm just wondering if there's, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to have to go back and look at it. But I just wanted to know if you had any evidence from an engineer or a surveyor or anybody that says, no, that was then, and this is now, we can build on it.
I have been working with Munson Engineering. They produced the proposed plat revision, and that from all indications that they've given me, the land's buildable. You can. Yeah, it's about an acre and a third worth of land. It's relatively level. It's got a driveway cut in. It's got PED utilities available. There's nothing, at least visually, that would suggest that it's not buildable for any reason. I guess I would add that the restriction on not being buildable to the county means that I can't apply for a building permit for any use whatsoever. So at this point, I can't get irrigation water to it. I can't do anything with it at all. So something as simple as putting up a fence to be able to run animals on there, can't do it. Can't put irrigation water on it. So it's sitting there as a fire hazard that I have to maintain.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Question. Do you have the application number for the original plat approval?
I don't know about the application number. It was recorded in 91.
Whoa. I'll make that decision.
It's something we can search to see if we have the original file.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why it must have been a really, really important thing in 1991 that wanted to say, no, you can't build on this part, but I don't know why. I think I am going to have to keep the record open so that we can try to figure out why, at least give me what you understand to be why. And just look at that. Okay. Turn this over to the public. Do you remember the public come to testify on this matter?
Need to see if we have.
Yes, sir. Okay. Can you state your name and address for me?
Paul Fowler, 1959 Sleepy Hollow Road.
Now, Mr. Fowler, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm the penalty of perjury that any testimony you get to do will be true?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And what would you like to tell me?
My lot isn't part of the Sleepy Hollow Estates. But my lot and one next to me probably are impacted the most by any house that gets built above us. With this, and I suspect that when that sentence was put in, was thinking about the quality of our lots also, which were developed by some of the same people. And I think that that's why they put it in there saying that it couldn't be built upon because it impinges on our privacy. 60-foot setback would put a house really near to the edge of the hillside in my property line. As far as irrigation water goes, it is available to that lot. It has to be worked through the Irrigation Association, but I'm the treasurer of the association and I know it's available.
Okay.
No other comment.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. Anybody else come to testify on this matter? Anything further from staff?
No.
Anything further from the applicant? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the record open. I'm going to keep the record open. In a week or
I think
2 weeks.
That should be a week. Should be fine.
So let's we're going to keep the record open to yes, the 25th at 5 p.m. And it'll be for any person, applicant, staff, or the public to submit evidence, facts, as to their understanding as to why this we've made a platinum in the first time. So then I'll close the record at that point, and I'll have a written decision made within 10 working days after that meeting. All right?
I guess I'm a little confused on.
So what types of information are you looking for from the applicant?
I'm looking for information that was submitted apparently in 1990 or 1991 that caused this to be put on as a plat note.
Okay, so I mean, what I've heard from your staff is that there are no notes in the file.
Well, if there are none, then there are none, but I want to give people an opportunity to review this because I think that's important for me in order to make a decision to take the note off is to understand why the note was put on in the first place. Make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
So if we don't have that evidence, I don't know that I have enough information to take it off. So that's where you as an applicant or staff or the public can go and try to find out who the original surveyor was or who the geotech was or anybody have any information as to why, any facts, as not opinions, facts as to why this was put on as a plat map? And if it comes back, talk to this person and 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 nobody remembers anything. Okay. That's the fact, the lack of fact that I have to then take into consideration when making that decision.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I know this isn't a question and answer session, but in absence of that note, wouldn't a building permit application consider all the other concerns?
I'm not going to go there. I'm just looking at whether or not there's a factual basis for me to have this plat note.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Can I make a comment?
Who are you?
Julie Wilson. I am really close to where he's going to build as well.
Well, you'll just have to submit a written comment if you have something rather than reopening the record to do this now. I heard Bob say that Dick said that Mary said that really doesn't do a whole lot for me for everybody to know that, but if it is, I was there in 1991 and part of the discussions, and this is what we discussed. And
his property is the only one that has a road that intersects it. That could be why.
Again, I maybe I'm looking for evidence.
We'll find out.
That's kind of a guess.
It is.
I mean, it's not a guess about where the road is, but that's about whether that has anything to do with the. Okay, so the record on this matter then is stays open until September 25th at 5 p.m. and then all of the information will go to staff. If you have anything that you want to submit, it goes to staff, and then they will forward it to me, and then I will make my decision. Okay. And now we will turn to the last item on today's agenda. This is also a plat alteration, given application number PA 2019-02 and SB 2019-06. This is an application for a plat amendment and a two-lot short plat relating to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, at this time by this reference, I will admit that staff report, all of the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the site plans, agency comments, the public comments that have come through, the noticing documents. I will admit all of those items. Indeed, I'm going to admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. Once again, turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a plat amendment to remove note number 5 on the St. Brendan Place Phase 1. Note number 5 reads, no further subdivision of lots is allowed with the exception of lot number 15 and 16. The Gideons have also applied to subdivide lot number 18 into two residential building lots. The subject development is located in the Rural Recreation Residential Zoning District. Pursuant to Chelan County Code, the applicant shall obtain the majority of the property owners in this development. Based on the facts presented in the notice of application, Russell Stevens has requested to have his signature removed from the application and does not wish to sign the Mylar. With Mr. Stevens' signature removed from the application, the Gideons have 50% of the lot owners' signatures with the applicant's signature included in the 50%. Proposed lot 1 in their proposed short plat is approximately 16,224 square feet, and proposed lot 2 would be approximately 16,004 square feet. Domestic water will be supplied by the Malaga Water District, with both lots utilizing on-site septic systems. Based on the original info, staff recommended approval. However, with the new information, staff can either recommend approval or denial.
Are you aware of any covenant within this homeowners association that mirrors this plat amendment?
Yes, there is a covenant in this St. Brendan Place that states the same as note number 5. So they would have to amend the covenant. Mm-hmm.
Is the applicant here today?
Yes.
What's your name and address?
Karina Gideon.
And your first name?
C-O-R-R-I-N-A.
E-N-G-I-D.
E-O-N. 630 Valley Mall Parkway, number 631 in East Wenatchee.
All right. Raise your hand when you swear or affirm the penalty for your new testimony you give today will be true.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Gideon, are you one of the applicants for this project?
Yes.
All right. What would you like to tell me?
We are currently building one home on part of the property that's just over 3/4 acre. And so the application is to divide that lot into two separate lots that are just over 1/3 acre each, which would bring those lots into a similar size as the existing lots in the development immediately adjacent to our lot. So that's our desire. And then what our hope is to build the first house and sell it and then build our own second, or our own home on that second lot.
What you heard when I was talking to Mr. Caldwell about covenants and what the code says.
I didn't realize there was a covenant that stated the same thing. And honestly, it was pretty difficult to get the signatures of the people that I got to, not that people were unwilling, but as the previous guy said, just getting everybody at home and explaining it to them. And so if I have to go through and get everybody to approve this, it will be.
Well, the other option is what staff suggested for Mr. Caldwell, was to give you time to see if your homeowners association had the desire to amend their covenants so the covenants would not mirror this. You would still have to comply with the requirement of majority signatures like you had before, but it would not have the requirement, because there's a covenant that mirrors the plat, know that you have to get everybody's signature.
The other thing that I would like to mention is that we spoke to Forsgren and Associates on the phone. I don't remember the name of the woman we spoke to, but she told us that when that note was created, that after that note was created, there were further subdivisions and houses built in that as part of that housing development there. So our request would not be the first one based on the timing of the note, because there had already been further subdivision of the lots, even though that note is in there. If I can get, would that matter if I had something from them?
Those are different applications. This application, not what happened over here, so what has to happen for me. Not to comply with whatever the code requirements are. So that's, I'm not telling you what you can and cannot submit it into the record.
Yeah.
If you want to keep the record open, if you want to continue this as we did the other one. But I'm telling you that Bobby gets to build a movie, why can't I? Bobby built a movie had nothing to do with my mom deciding whether I could go to the movie.
Right, I understand that.
Different analysis. So anyway, that's why I have, that's the situation we have. Do you think there's any hope for your homeowners association to amend the covenant?
I think the majority of people don't mind if we subdivide the property. That's my impression. I think that there are a few who do mind, but I think the majority do not mind.
Well, this would be something relates back to that, but you'd have to change the covenant.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the procedure is in your
right.
Your
and I don't know
association of bylaws, and it says this is how we change covenants, but you'd have to follow that process.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're really, you know, how much energy we want to put into it. Okay. If we want to, honestly, if we want to go through that process and wait for however long that takes and go through that, or if we just finish this house and put it on the market. I mean.
Do you have any desire to continue this matter for 2 months like I did for the other?
Do you mind if he, I can't make that decision on my own. Yeah, that's my husband.
Yeah, you gotta come up. State your name.
Van Gideon.
V-A-N?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Gideon, would you raise your hand for me? This for the testimony of the testimony gives me a little bit of truth.
Yes.
The question being posed is whether or not you want to request that this matter be continued for 2 months or not.
Yes, we'll continue it.
Okay.
When we first started this project, we spoke to the planning department about subdividing the property. And at that time, there were no issues. We went through probably a month going back and forth, and we're told that this was not going to be an issue. It wasn't going to be that the planning department would approve this. Then you would have to approve it as well. Then this note came up on the third page of the plat that said there were no more, that could not be any more future subdivisions in the St. Brendan's plat. To my knowledge, St. Brendan's plat has, in their HOAs, has divided into two sections. They were all one at one time, but now they're divided into two. So we have a small portion that's in our subdivision. The other issues were with, well, I guess it doesn't matter, but the building of the lot. It was a fairly steep bank from the actual access point of the cul-de-sac above us. So it made building a house within that area impossible to do because of the steep bank. So we've been going along with the planning department telling us that this was going to be approved, that there wasn't an issue, that we went through, jumped through all the hoops, and this meeting was just a formality. We didn't know about the covenants, that note was written also in the covenants. We're never aware of that, so that's kind of a shock. I know that there are comments of people who believe that what we're doing will decrease the value of their property, which is not true. In any development, because of the housing market, when you list a home, the realtor does comparisons. And they normally don't do comparisons within the same subdivision or same area, because every house is unique. Our house in Three Lakes, the comparisons were all over the Wenatchee Valley to come back to meet the price that we wanted for our house. So it, I mean, it might change the appraisal value for taxes, it might lower their taxes, which would be a great thing. But I don't believe it's going to change the value of their home independently because of the way the two realtors get comparisons throughout the valley.
Well, I just, be that as it may, I don't think that what it comes down to is that you're saying we only have one avenue to be able to move forward, and that's through the HOA because of the covenant, because of it being stated in the covenants.
I'm not prejudging my decision, but I'm looking at the facts as I know them right now, and the code provision that says 100% signatures on your were filed with your application, and that's probably the bigger part of it, is that, you know, it has to come with the application and have an indication that, that it did.
So that should have been something.
My hands are probably at that point tied as to what I can do, but I have to look at everything, you know, one more time. But that's language in there, it seems.
So that's something that the planning department should have acknowledged.
I'm not going to comment.
I understand. Mm-hmm. That's a statement.
So I, you know, the only thing for me is that, so we have three quarters of an acre lot there. We placed the house in a position that is, I mean, it's going to leave. It would actually look better if there was a second house there, because the house existing is on the far edge of the lot. And so you're going to end up with, geez, over probably half of the lot just bare, or which to me is going to look more awkward than it would if there was another house on it. But that's, yeah.
The question is whether or not you want time to try to amend your covenants, or
do we need to make that decision right now? Because I feel that we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Examiner, staff had a comment to this. So staff would support keeping the hearing record open. The issue of the covenant was discovered basically once the hearing was scheduled, and so staff recommended a condition of approval to address it. But based on, you know, our discussions earlier today, we think it's appropriate to keep the record open and work with the Gideons.
I mean, it's frustrating for me because we've been in this process for months and began the process, and then as the process was going along, as Van said, then the planning department found that note, so then we had to do other things, and now we're here and you found something else. And I would wish for a more streamlined process that was not a waste of our time.
First of all, I understand your frustration. Second of all, you are responsible to know the law.
Right.
You have the obligation as an applicant to know what you're applying for, and these people don't give legal advice.
Well,
so the responsibility is on the applicant to know what we have to submit with our application, whether it applies, and for you to do your own investigation that way. All that being said, I understand staff may have made representations to you, but the ultimate obligation, and I've said this on numerous occasions,
right,
not just to you folks, that the applicant has the burden of proof, not staff, the applicant.
Right, I understand that. I also believe that the staff are there to help us, which they have been very helpful. But, you know, most people walking in off the street don't have legal expertise, and we're doing the best that we can. And the people with the expertise are there, in my opinion, to help us. But I understand and I appreciate your comment.
All right. Anything else from the applicant right now?
No.
All right. Thank you. We have some people here. Did anybody from the public want to offer any testimony for this sir?
My name is Russell Stevens, and I live at 2475 Fairway Drive. My house, PHENS.
All right, Mr. Stevens, would you raise your hand? Do you swear or affirm or come to the perjury of any testimony you give today will be true?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. And what would you like to comment?
My house was the first house built out there 22 years ago. We do not have any desire to change the covenants, period. The lots were built with a half acre to give everybody, and they're situated so that everybody has a view. And that's the way they've been built, and that's the way we want to keep them. So that's basically what I have to say. So I didn't, when I signed that thing, I was not told what she told us. So, and I'm not going to go into that. But anyway, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to offer any testimony? Yes, sir.
My name is Carl Selset, S-E-L-S-E-T. I initially signed that.
Oops, let me put you under oath.
Okay.
Raise your hand to me and swear affirmative penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth.
That's right, yes.
Thank you very much. So what would you like to tell me?
Okay, I initially signed that, and then the next day I realized it was going to affect my property rights. And so I went down to the building department and I withdrew it. And since then, I have done other things too. I have a copy of the covenants here that I'd like to submit to the committee. Shall I give it to the girls over here?
If that's what you want to submit as an exhibit, then yeah.
That's right, I do. And my property is at 2416 Gulf Drive. I'm right immediately above what needs development there. And
just a second. These are your
representing
that these are the covenants to
covenants to the development St. Brandon.
Okay.
Right.
So we'll mark those as exhibit one and then get those in the record. They'll stay with us then.
Yes, they stay with you. And the covenants as well.
So there's pictures attached to individuals.
And these pictures were taken from my yard, my house.
All right, we'll leave it as it is.
Okay.
We'll call it covenants and pictures, photographs.
Right. So you can view this and see what's going on. I totally disagree with it because I feel it's going to affect our property rights. I built my house out there a little over 9 years ago. I bought the property because it was very open. When I first moved to Wenatchee, I first moved here to Dryden, and I sold that place up there. Then I came down to Wenatchee, I was looking for places. And I was driving up Miller Street, and I saw all these new houses. I thought, boy, this is really nice out here. But the houses were like 10 feet apart. I thought, I don't think I could handle this. So I went down and I found this piece of property, and I thought, well, this is pretty nice here. The houses are a long ways apart from each other. If I turn my radio on too loud, my next door neighbor's not gonna complain, or his dog's not gonna bark at me, or anything else. I like the openness of it. And in the covenant, it even talks about that, how everybody should have a fair amount of room between their houses. By crowding other houses in on top of one another, it's going to affect all of our property rights. It's going to decrease us. It's a nice development out there. When I built out there, there's been a couple more houses built in the area, and there's a need for housing in the area, but not at my expense, is the way I feel. Okay, my address is 2416 Gulf Drive. I look immediately down on this development. And I wrote a note earlier when I went in and withdrew that application for subdividing it down. I went to the building department and I wrote a note and submitted it at that time, how I felt it would affect my property.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep.
Anybody else wish to offer any testimony today? Anything further from staff?
No, sir.
Anything further from the applicant? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I am going to continue the hearing until November 20, 2019 at 1 p.m. And then on that date, we'll reconvene at this same location, and we will whether or not any circumstances have changed or not, but at that point then I would anticipate closing the record and then rendering a decision. Okay, so there are now no other items on today's agenda, so I'm going to adjourn this September 18, 2019 meeting of the Schlenk County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all for coming, students and gentlemen.
He survived.
Here it is.
Do you?